Hello, San Francisco. My name is Richie Greenberg, host of the What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor podcast. Hi, I'm Richie Greenberg, and yes, if you haven't already heard, I am considering a run for San Francisco mayor this year, 2024, in the upcoming November election. So, I'm going to focus on public safety, the city's annual budget, on rectifying the failures of current Mayor London Breed. That would be my focus as running for mayor. So I am a political commentator, I'm a columnist and an activist, and I am currently in meetings with some advisors and consultants on the prospects of running for mayor here in San Francisco. I did previously run for mayor back in 2018, so that's about 6 years ago, in the June 2018 special election, which was to complete the term of then Mayor Ed Lee, who had passed away suddenly in the middle of the night, and that set off a very quick race for the interim mayor, along with, I was with seven other candidates, which included the now current Mayor London Breed. And although I was virtually unknown at that time, back in 2018, I received a decent amount of votes in the ranked choice voting mechanism that we have here in San Francisco. So anticipating a run for mayor, I've launched a podcast, which is partly what you're listening to, and it's called What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor? And you can find it right here on asmayor.com. The purpose of this is to highlight what I would do, to discuss my proposals at length, and you can find it at, again, asmayor.com, which I am on multiple platforms, including Spotify and Apple, and you can find the links at asmayor.com. So, San Francisco is on an unsustainable trajectory. My campaign would focus acutely on securing our city. It would be focused on public safety, tourists' safety, reversing the effects, the lasting effects of our previous district attorney, that failed progressive guy, Jessup O'Dean, that we wound up going through a whole recall effort, which, as many of you know, I was very instrumental in kicking that all off, launching the recall, and successfully having Bodine tossed out of office. Also, I would be slashing the $14.6 billion budget, the outrageous annual spending by our city hall to run the city itself. And that is created by current Mayor London Breed. I would also focus on prioritizing the funding or the refunding our police department, the San Francisco SFPD, as well as the sheriff's department, because they have been overlooked and ignored, but they are important and instrumental also for public safety. I would also want to protect what few retail shops and mom-and-pop shops and stores and restaurants that we have left. They're dwindling, and I would protect them, do what we can to keep them here and to attract new ones, new shops and retail. And I would want to ban safe injection sites. This is something that has been a pet project of current Mayor London Breed, these safe injection sites, and then they've been renamed consumption sites, and whatever you want to call it, I'm against that, and I'd want to ban them as well. I also would want to cancel or ban or terminate any programs that we have found are giving away money in an unconstitutional manner, meaning there is money that goes through nonprofit organizations and different agencies and departments of San Francisco City Hall that bases giving money to those who are in need based on their race, and that is unconstitutional. We have to stop that ASAP. I'd also be dealing with firings of heads of departments and canceling and terminating commissions. So there's a lot to go through. I would be running not as a Republican, not as a Democrat, but independently as one of the hundreds of thousands of really angry San Francisco taxpayers. Countless residents have been talking to me since I ran back in 2018, 6 years ago. They've been talking to me about the increasingly dire, declining state of San Francisco and the real prospect that we, as a city, would be saddling the next generation with crushing debt. I've formulated an immediate action plan if I were to win running for mayor, including executive directives, legal actions to take, commission closings, firings, and then ballot measure propositions as well. Many would take effect, many of these decisions and directives would take effect on day one, the day that I'd be sworn into office. I would have ready to go a slew of proposals and solutions which would make us, the law-abiding, hard-working San Franciscans, very happy, while it would also promise to upend the City Hall status quo as well. I will stand up and represent our taxpayers, our shop owners, the tourists to the city, and business as usual, the failed business as usual attitude here in City Hall must end under Mayor Breed. So myself, Richie Greenberg, I've been active in nearly every election cycle since 2018, either as a candidate for mayor or also official ballot measure opponent, which is where my opposing argument why you should vote no on a ballot measure, on a prop, has been selected by the Department of Elections, and my argument against a proposal has been published in the voter guide, including in 2020, there was a proposal called Prop G to lower the voting age down to 16 or 17. That failed, and I was the official opposition to that ballot measure. I also was co-author on a ballot measure in 2020, an early 2020 ballot measure to restrict and put restrictions on how navigation centers operate. But even though the Department of Elections gave us the go-ahead to start gathering signatures and qualify it to get on the ballot, COVID began within weeks of the Department of Elections giving us the go-ahead to start gathering signatures, so we had to terminate that because of COVID lockdowns. Also, I was the founder, the motivation, the moving force to get District Attorney Chesa Bodine recalled. And since then, I'm also a very staunch critic of the unconstitutional reparations plan that has been circulated here in the city of San Francisco, along with a reparations committee and hearings and all of that, which I have been very much a critic of that. A little bit more about me. I'm a frequent guest contributor on Fox News and national news, and have been on other networks as well. I've been also interviewed and appeared on KPIX, which is the CBS affiliate here in the Bay Area, and many, many other TV and radio interviews and programs and podcasts, all to give commentary from my point of view on what the state of the city is. So the deadline for candidates to file all of their paperwork and pay the filing fee to run for mayor here in San Francisco is this coming June 11th. And stay tuned. We'll see what happens. We've got about five 5 or 6 weeks from the date of this podcast episode that I'm recording right now. We'll see what happens between now and then. But remember, we are on an unsustainable trajectory under Mayor London Breed, and we have to fix this. Thanks for listening.